Is it possible that I brought this all upon myself? Let's find out on the next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us for a podcast. If you're a first-time listener, welcome, and please go back and check out our previous podcast. And if you're a regular listener, we love you, and we're so grateful to have you on this journey with us, and so thankful that you have continued on the journey with us. So, is it possible that I brought this upon myself? So, first of all, brought what upon myself?
It's a question. Hopefully they've been following along on your journey.
Yes, exactly.
If not, you can recap.
Yeah, in case you haven't been following on this journey, at the beginning of January, we started a series, which was just basically chronicling my journey from the beginning of when I got found, when I had a CAT scan and was found to have some enlarged lymph nodes. And so that'll be the recap. And if you go back to our previous podcast from February and January, we're basically going through my journey and the different things that I've been doing. And so please go back, check those out. But the question that I wanted to talk about was, is it possible that I brought this upon myself? And of course, nobody wants to blame themselves for something in their health. You know, everybody wants to blame it on something else, you know. And to be honest with you, the pharmaceutical and the health industries don't want us to think that we could bring something about upon ourselves. They don't want us to think that it has anything to do with our diet or our stress or anything like that. You know, it's just bad luck.
Body doesn't work right.
The body doesn't work right. Exactly. Yeah. But the reality is that your body was made to heal itself. But in order for your body to be able to heal itself, you have to give it the nutrients. You have to give it the tools that it needs to heal itself. It's your body is not going to heal itself if you're feeding it, you know, junk food and chips and drinking sodas all the time and not drinking enough water. And if you're working yourself to the bone and, you know, you're a workaholic, if you're not getting exercise, if you're stressed and you're carrying the weight of the world upon you, it's going to be really hard for your body to do what it needs to do to keep you healthy, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to work hard and it's going to do as much as it can, but your body comes to a point where your immune system, you know, does everything that it can. But at some point, it's going to get overburdened. And if you're not helping it, it's going to be hard. And before you know it, you're going to have the growth of cancer cells that are going to take off growing because your immune system is so suppressed or it's so overburdened that it can't help to keep you free of these abnormal mutated cells or viruses or bacteria, you know, or just toxins that are floating through your body from foods that you eat, from drinks, from lotions that we put on our body, you know, detergents and soaps and, you know, air fresheners and chemicals. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yes. Yeah. And then people get sick or they'll, you know, like what happened to you, you know, it happens and then you're like, oh my goodness, how did this happen?
Exactly.
Right? And everybody's shocked that it happens. But literally, it's been years of us not paying attention.
That's right.
And putting our health last. In most cases, we all tend to put our health last.
That's right. So, you know, I started doing an inventory of my life when I first got this report of having these abnormal lymph nodes that were showing up on my CAT scan last September. You know, first of all, I was freaking out. But it just, I did a lot of soul searching, a lot of just trying to dig back to see what is there that could have happened. Okay, because yeah, sure, it could just be bad luck. Hey dude, you know, you've got some abnormal lymph nodes. It is what it is, you know, it's not anything you did. But you know, that pretty much leaves me pretty powerless to and leaves me with the notion that it's just bad luck, leaves me feeling hopeless and powerless. Okay. And I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to feel that way. So I felt that I had to really think about what I could have done to cause this to happen. So and doing that actually made me feel empowered so that I could make some changes and try to figure out. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm a physician. I'm taking care of patients all the time, okay? Whether I'm scoping, doing procedures at the surgical center, whether I'm seeing patients at the office, whether I'm taking care of someone in the hospital, or whether it's the weekend and I'm doing work and reviewing labs and radiology studies that are coming in on my patients and, you know, and working on office notes and, you know, just doing administrative type paperwork. I'm constantly thinking about my patients and I'm constantly worried about them. And I mean, you know, Tina can tell you the years and years that I just spend and my life revolves around my patients. Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically I was working day and night. For me, waking up at 4:30 every morning to try to work a couple hours before I get ready to go into the surgical center or to the office. Very common, you know, 4:00. I mean, there were times I was waking up at 3:30. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to bed at 8:00 or 9:00. I was going to bed at, you know, easy 10:30, 11:00 because, you know, we've got the kids and we eat dinner and we're doing stuff with the kids and then we have to spend some time together, you know, and so I was getting like maybe 4, maybe 5 hours of sleep, okay? Diet, I mean, I was trying to eat as healthy as possible. I mean, Tina is an amazing cook and was cooking very healthy meals for us. But in the daytime, when I'm at the surgical centers, I'm just eating whatever, you know? And I know I've mentioned it on previous podcasts. I mean, the doctor's lounge is not really the healthiest place to eat. You know, there's all sorts of snacks and not healthy snacks, okay? There's you know, chips and cookies and
Cheez-Its
and
trail mix
that's full of M&Ms, you know. So I, you know, I was eating all this stuff. I've never been a big soda drinker or not even a soda drinker, so I don't drink soda. But my hydration was water. But I wasn't drinking enough water.
And you were drinking coffee.
I was drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. I was drinking a lot of coffee in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Loaded with plenty of cream. Not mm-hmm. sugar, but cream. But I wasn't drinking enough water. I mean, I literally would take one bottle of water with me. And at the end of the day, when I left the surgical center, It was still full or halfway full. Okay, that just think about that.
Right.
My poor body had absolutely no hydration. I mean, most of the time, I maybe went to the bathroom to pee once, okay? And that was it. That was it. And that was like in the morning. You know, when I got there, and it's usually because I had drank my big thing of green juice on the way in. And so when I got there, I would pee, and then that would be it. I would get to the end of the day, and my bottle was probably still full or halfway full, and I had only gone to the restroom once. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm not hydrating. I'm not sleeping enough. Working day and night, working weekends. I mean, I was easily putting in 10, 15 hours on weekends. Mm-hmm. On Saturday mornings, I would wake up probably like, I would sleep in. So I would wake up at 5 or 5:30 to do, you know, a few hours of work before the kids woke up. All right. So that I would get some work done. And then, you know, Bettina would ask me, what's your plan for the day? I'm like, well, I have to get in at least 4 to 5 hours of work. Mm-hmm. I'll wake up early and put in 2 or 3, but I'm going to need at least 4 or 5 more hours because there are so many results that need to be reviewed. Pathology results are coming in from the procedures, radiology results, lab results, office notes, you name it. It never ends. It never ends. And because I'm so anal, I've got to make sure nothing gets missed. I've got to make sure we've crossed our T's, dotted our I's, reviewed reports. So, you know, little did I know that all of this stuff, you know, that I'm doing to try to take care of my patients is like slowly killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, I know that's pretty dramatic.
But it's the truth.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't think about it like that until you get hit upside the face.
That's right. Not to mention, whenever I was spending time with Tina or the kids, I really wasn't there fully because all I'm thinking is, oh my goodness, I still have so much work to do and review for my patients. And like it was, my life was truly all about my patients. And that's great. Okay. That's great. I mean, I'm trying to be the best physician that I can and be there for my patients, and I'm worried about them day and night, literally 7 days out of the week. But I wasn't taking care of myself. I was doing really bad at my own self-care. And so, you know,
I really wasn't exercising.
I mean, I was going to Orange Theory, mm-hmm. and I was going at least 3 days a week, but mm-hmm. I was going early in the morning.
But once COVID hit, you weren't doing
anything. Yeah, once COVID hit, well, the gyms pretty much shut down, the Orange Theory studio shut down. And, you know, I did a little bit at the beginning here with Tina and the kids, but then it just slowly whittled out. And, when I did this self inventory on myself, I was like, wow. No wonder my body, I mean, thank God I haven't had some major health issue, but I'm headed that way, you know, and this was like a huge wake up call. All right. This was like a huge wake up call for me from God. Like, hey, you need to do some, you need to change some things. And I really had to like really work on making some major changes in what I was doing. Because the bottom line is that I wasn't taking care of myself. And so that's great. I was taking care of all my patients and you know, so that they can, you know, live a good life from a gastrointestinal standpoint. But little by little, my body was deteriorating.
Well, I kept telling her that if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of others. And that goes for everybody out there.
Yep.
You have to take care of yourself first if you expect to be able to take care of anyone else.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I started making some changes, which is what we've been talking about on these podcasts. Started really taking time out. And at first it was really stressful because, you know, I was going and I started trying to do everything.
Too much. Yeah, it's like one extreme to the other.
Yeah. I'm, you know, doing the lymphatics, the colonics. I was doing ozone, sauna, just, you know, trying to go and get juices, fresh juices and eat differently. You know, my exercise strategy changed up because I was going early in the morning before the sun was up. I kind of changed that around. So started like really taking care of myself. And
actually a lot of people have noticed the difference in you. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah.
They're
it
like, what's up with Dr. Cruz? Something's going on. And I'm like, well, she's taking care of herself now.
Yeah.
So and without taking away from what you're doing for your patients, which I think, I don't know how that was possible, but
I don't know how that's possible because it's not like the work has changed.
Right.
The workload. I mean,
and
the
you're
workload.
Keeping up with the work just the same.
Yeah. So. I mean, but I'm not, I mean, I actually now have free weekends. Like I refuse to work on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I mean, I may do 2 hours maybe. Yeah. And even to get me to do 2 hours is tough because I'm actually like living life and enjoying myself with my family, which honestly is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it's just like, it's just amazing. I'm thinking to myself, you know, how we used to arrange the weekend so that I can work 10 to 15 hours mm-hmm. on the weekend and spend, you know, a few hours with the kids, because the excuse was always like, I got to go do work. Mm-hmm. It has to get done. Somehow the work is still getting done.
I know. Mm. I don't want to do the math with that, but
yeah.
Anyway,
I don't. Well, part of it too. Part of it is that we also
incorporate it
one day on the weekday, where that's going to be my day of not doing procedures, not being in the office, but it's just a day where I'm just going to dedicate it to catching up on paperwork and reviewing results, so that I'm not doing that during the weekends, and so that I actually have a weekend where I can just rest and relax and be with my family. Mm-hmm. So a lot of changes.
Be a better person for it.
Be a better person. That's
all
right.
Around.
Take care of myself.
And healthier.
That's right.
All around.
That's right. So please join us. Continue to join us on this journey. If you haven't.
We've got a lot more things to talk about.
We do.
Things
we
she's
do.
Done.
That's
part
right.
of her journey.
That's so exactly right.
We've only gotten like a third of the way through the list. So
that's right.
A lot of stuff to talk about.
That's right. So thank you for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.